Maybe you can talk a little bit about, you know, some of the clinical research strategies trying to get more out of checkpoint inhibitors, both in MSI-high as well as MSS tumors. There are some, you know, trials out there looking at MEK inhibitors, et cetera. But in both of these, what are some of the clinical trial strategies right now that you feel optimistic about?
You know, the challenge, I think, in MSI-high is in many ways the success of single-agent checkpoint inhibitors makes it very difficult to do much better. And by that, I mean every drug company wants to add their second drug or their better checkpoint inhibitor looking at MSI-high. And to me, you know, it's not that every patient responds as durably as this patient, but there's enough of a response in majority of patients that I find it difficult to imagine that a double checkpoint inhibitor or a double immunotherapy strategy, when you weigh in the toxicity and cost of these drugs, is going to be the best approach. And, you know, that's a struggle because everybody wants these MSI-high patients now on their studies, obviously. The MSS patients are obviously the exact opposite in the sense that we know that single checkpoint inhibitors don't have any activity, and there's all this interest amongst every company out there pretty much in trying to make these tumors immunoresponsive. But they're, you know, there's a reason they don't respond to immunotherapy. And it's very challenging to turn these kind of patients to immunosensitive diseases, I think. So there's a lot of strategies out there. And, you know, obviously some include chemotherapy backbones together with immunotherapy. Some include double immunotherapy strategies. And some include immunotherapy plus targeted therapy strategies. I think the key will be to think about the cancers that are not quite MSI, but have some characteristics that would make them sensitive to checkpoint inhibitors or other immunotherapeutic strategies. So, you know, looking at now in the field of colon cancer, there's been a lot of progress in subclassifying tumors, whether it's based on CMS subtype, which is a popular thing now, or other subtypes. There are groups that theoretically are more likely to respond to checkpoint inhibitors, and maybe not by single agents, but in combination. So that's where I think the potential holds.
You mentioned combination immunotherapy, and of course, in many different cancers, we hear about anti-PD-1, anti-CTLA-4. Has that been looked at either with MSI-high or MSS tumors?
I mean, I think it has been looked at in MSS, and there's been no suggestion of any activity. In MSI-high, it's also been looked at. And again, there is some suggestion, and I think that data has been presented with IPI and Nivo, that there is a better response, perhaps, as indicated by response rate. Questions become challenging when you start to consider the additional toxicities, because adding a CTLA-4 inhibitor is a much more, in my opinion, toxic and challenging regimen, particularly for durability, than single-agent PD-1 inhibitors alone. So, you know, the question is the extra small, perhaps, prolongation of PFS in very small numbers going to be worth the toxicity and the extra cost? That's a challenging question.